This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I think I got you.
No, you don't.
I got you.
This is still
bunk. You believe in Albert Einstein? You believe he was a genius?
Of course.
Oh.
But he didn't say definitively.
Yes, he did.
No. He was generic.
Here's what we're doing. We want you to tell us a story of when you were entangled with somebody. And I'll explain what that means.
Yeah.
But it's I'm using the scientific word that they use because they don't really, there's not a better scientific way of saying what they're saying. They're saying when two humans who are made of energy spend a lot of time together and have feelings and share energy and blah, 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 their energies become entangled.
Huh.
And then they can sense things in the universe. Sometimes when they're not together, they know something's happening to the other one. Sometimes when they are together, the universe tells them, because everything around us is made of energy as well, right?
Sure. So the universe is telling us through energy that
the entanglement between two people, I guarantee you we're going to get people
that are entangled.
Yes. That can say, I woke up one morning and I just knew I had to call my sister. I woke up one morning and I knew I had to call my best friend from college.
Well, that's twins. Twins do that stuff.
Okay, that's why I changed it to college friend, because I knew you were going to do the twin thing. Okay. It's the same thing.
Oh, so you just apply the twin thing to like regular non-twins.
Right, but how could that be if they're not born the same?
Yeah, it can't be.
It can be. Even Albert Einstein, he called it spooky action at a distance.
He didn't say it existed, though.
He said it could be why we have inexplicable, quote, knowings, or stay emotionally connected to people after years of being apart.
But the keyword could.
Another researcher says entanglement is legitimate, and it's like a psychic experience. He equates the connection, and I've seen this. Like, your animals will know. Like, if I would go on a trip, Mojo would know I was coming home before I got home. He would just start getting antsy at the door. He hadn't checked the flight schedules. He just knew that I was coming
home. Well, it's because you told him before you left.
Okay, I told him.
Thursday at 3:30, wheels down.
That's because animals can sense it.
I see animals, they can sense like weather pattern changes and just, you know, danger.
How is it possible, Steve?
They're not entangled with the weather.
It could be entanglement.
Because their energy and their...
Yes. That's... Dude.
Okay.
Do you ever get overwhelmed by strong emotions with no apparent source? Okay, I'm asking the wrong guy.
Thanks. How about you? You do.
Yes.
Yes, you have.
I feel like I'm entangled with people. There are times when I'm like, have you never had the thing where you go, man, I haven't talked to Heather in forever. And all of a sudden, blah, blah, you get a text from Heather.
Heather and I had a falling out. Oh, you're just using that as a generic.
Yes, that was a generic name.
I would think of Heather, and then a Heather would like text me. Like,
or you get a call, and it's like, wow, you know what's so weird? I was just talking about you.
Well, that's cool. We call that coincidence, see?
You can call it whatever you want, but it's not coincidence.
It's not entangled.
Albert Einstein dubbed it entanglement. Okay. It happens. And it doesn't even have to be when you're far apart. Here's a story. I got a story.
You're so excited.
Because you
found your home. This is
because
you.
I think that anytime we talk about premonitions or psychic stuff, you do that.
Yep.
And then you go,
you knew I was going to do that.
I did know, because we're entangled.
Oh, no. You and I are.
Yes.
Okay.
We've spent enough time together. If two people are going to be entangled,
it's going to be us.
I know.
So when you're like off on your Brazil trips, I can sense, I can feel like.
No, it's me, because you have no emotions. So I'm sitting here going, right, please give your liver a break, Steve. I'm trying to have a good vacation and we're entangled.
It sucks for you.
So here's this woman.
Oh, okay. Here we go. We have actual.
Her and her man. She's famous for something. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
She wouldn't call it a premonition, but her and her husband, they went out with their dog and they have a daily walk.
Okay.
And they stop off at this local coffee shop And for months, this coffee shop, the front of the building this coffee shop is in, has been under construction. It's got scaffolding above it.
Okay.
Never thought anything of it. Nothing. But this day.
Oh, this day.
They're walking in, and the entanglement between her and her man, her and her dog.
Oh, you can have entanglement with the whole group.
Yes, your dog. I just explained how your dog knows
But like more than one person at once. How can it be entangled with a whole group?
Yes.
And this is a husband and a dog.
If you would make an emotional connection with more than one person ever, you could feel what entanglement feels like.
With a group, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a group.
It can be one-on-one. You know, entanglement's pretty... very complicated. There's a lot going on with it.
So she is having a feeling about the scaffolding that day. She's like, as they're walking up, she's like, I don't know why, but I feel weird about the scaffolding. He's like, what? I've been going to this restaurant forever. Whatever. They walk inside and they get their coffees or whatever. And as they're walking back out, the entanglement.
The entanglement?
It, like, her emotions get the better of her. She's like, something is wrong. And she shoves her man and her dog out of the way, and a huge chunk of scaffolding comes falling down. No way she could have known it was coming.
Yeah, you could see it coming.
No, she couldn't see.
You could hear it. You could see it. The faulty engineering of it all. You just knew. That's how she knew.
It had been up. Yes, she's the. I remember she's famous for. She's a scaffolding engineer. She owns a scaffolding company in New York.
She knew.
No. So she knew. Like when they were walking into the coffee shop, she literally said, Frank, I feel really funny about that scaffolding. I can just see it falling down.
Wow. Because it was windy and it was shaking. That's probably why.
Okay. So then she shoves him out of the way.
Shoved Frank.
Okay. Shoved Frank and their dog out of the way. A huge chunk of scaffolding fell down and they both stood there. A bus had to lock him up because it fell down like into the road.
Oh, so far away from them, into the road.
Fine. It would have... They were on the sidewalk and it was a big chunk. She shoved him out of the way.
No. Okay, no. And then the bus.
And the bus driver jumped out, asked if everybody was okay, and said, you guys would have been killed.
If it wasn't for your entanglement. If it wasn't for entanglement, you would have died.
Yes.
Dang. So the dog. So it fell on her? She shoved the dog.
It didn't fall on because she shoved them all out of the way. They would have.
It sounds like a needless shove because it was over out there on the street in the bus. She should have shoved the bus if anything could be shoved. Like the bus driver, maybe? Why is she shoving these guys? They're just trying to enjoy their coffee.
Here's the thing that I hate the most. I have one more quick story that I need to tell.
Oh, neat.
And it also has a bus in it. And I feel we're just going to focus on buses. And you're going to somehow ruin my entire plan of talking to people about their entanglements.
Entanglement.
And you're going to make it about greyhound stories.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Can we do greyhound stories tomorrow?
And ride just make this, the dog stories. Yes,
we're going to do, I swear.
Yeah.
We'll do ride the dog if you just let me have entanglement today.
I've entangled with the greyhound.
Yes. Okay. This girl was close friends with somebody else.
Uh-oh.
And she was jumping on a bus to go home from school.
Okay. School bus. She's on a school
bus.
And
one of her best friends called her frantically and said, you need to get off the bus.
Get off the school bus.
Yes. She's like, get off the bus. She said, I just imagined the bus having some kind of accident. She's like, okay. She got off the bus, had to wait for the next bus.
Okay.
Next bus gets there and she's like, can I get on this one? You know, her friend's like, yes, of course. Sorry. I don't know. I just felt weird. We have some sort of entanglement. So she gets on the second bus.
Uh-oh.
And the driver starts to go and he's like, oh, we can't go. The road's blocked. Why is the road blocked? The earlier bus got in a huge accident.
Wait, no.
First
of all,
the bus she was supposed to be on got in an accident. She got saved by what's the word? Entanglement.
Is that what? Okay. Yes. First of all, it wasn't a huge accident. It was just a little fender bender, like
it was
a little
massive,
bit. Massive. It was not a massive.
I think a meteor hit it.
It did not. It was just this little accident.
You don't know. Oh, so you read the story and you're putting.
I know it wasn't massive.
I put my details in. Yes. I think a nuclear bomb fell on it.
A nuclear bomb.
Superman was riding the nuclear bomb. It sat out.
Wow.
But yeah.
This entanglement, man. Yes. There's things that can happen.
I'm going to prove it to you right now.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do.
All right, proof. Here we go.
Open up the phones.
Oh, I thought you
And if somebody... Oh, I was going to do something entangling?
Yes.
I was going to tell you somebody you care about is going to get hurt, but you don't care about anybody but yourself.
This is true. So entanglement doesn't work on me.
So what I need is a piece of scaffolding to fall off the building that's under construction next door and land squarely on you.
Huh. I'm entangled with scaffolding.
You're entangled with yourself.
Yes, that's the best entanglement ever.
Oh my God, I totally know something's going to happen to me because I love me.
And I'm entangled with me.
Uh-huh. If you understand the concept of entanglement, mm-hmm. It's not permanent. It can be whatever it is.
It can be.
But you can feel this thing. You've had this thing where you knew something was going to happen to somebody. You knew something did happen to somebody. You knew somebody died before anybody else. Whatever it is.
Dang.
I'm desperate.
You need help.
I need all
just
of you
anybody
who are
to
even
lie,
remotely.
Come up with stories.
Yes,
just
that's
to back
what I need, it. Damn it.
Where's your entangled people? You think they would be here helping you
I'm
out?
I'm going to have full lines of entangled. You know what? You know what I can tell?
How?
Because I'm entangled.
No, you're not.
I'm entangled with
no,
the listeners.
No, you're not.
Oh, ooh, look, the phones are ringing.
That's because Lil D.
Who saw that coming?
Not,
no way. If you've got an entanglement story, please tell us. Emily?
Yay.
Yay.
Entanglement.
So I was about 10, and we were at the doctor's office getting ready for my mom's doctor's appointment. And we had just moved out of our condo, and we had this lady that lived in the condos down the hall from us that we really kind of adopted her as our grandma because we didn't have our grandparents around.
Uh-huh.
And I go, Mom, I really want to go see Gran. And she's like, all right, well, when we get home, I'll call her daughter and see if we can go visit her at the nursing home because she had also moved to a nursing home.
Okay.
And my mom, we get home, and my mom just picks up the phone to check the messages because this was before the cell phones.
Yeah.
And she just dropped the phone and starts crying. And I, like, what's wrong, Mom? And she goes, at 12:05, Gran passed away. And my mom's doctor's appointment was at, like, noon. And so not 5 minutes after I had told my mom that I wanted
you sensed
to go
it.
See her.
You're entangled with her.
Away.
You sensed because you saw her be put in a nursing
Stop
home.
It.
You
don't
saw
die
her that
5 minutes
saw
after you're in a nursing home,
she
Steve.
She's
she
super old.
Yeah. She was five, dude. She didn't know that. She didn't understand that. She wasn't like all up on hospice. Oh, hold on. Let me set my hospice watch. It's not, dude, stop stealing my entanglement.
Okay.
I believe you were entangled with Nana.
Emily, you were entangled.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is cool.
But if you were entangled, you should have known. You wouldn't have had to wait for a call.
Stopped her. You couldn't have stopped it.
But you have to wait for a call. I mean, how come she should have
known? You stop it. Okay, there's no way to stop Nana's death, but there's a way to stop you.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, by the way. Michelle?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Entanglement.
So I was at home waiting for my husband to come home from work, and just something felt weird. So I called him, and I'm like, hey, is everything okay? And he said no, that he had just been in a car accident.
Ouch.
You knew, you felt it.
Well, you knew because he was late.
She felt something!
He was late. That's what made her call.
I hate you.
He's always prompt, and then he just, that's
okay.
All. Okay.
And she just happened to know this.
Just happened to know.
Was he okay? Everything okay? Or?
Yeah, he was fine, just a bender, but still, I just knew that something was wrong.
Because he was late. Yeah, I could see.
All right,
no,
thank
I'm
you,
just
Michelle.
What? I'm just.
Dude, Michelle, you did awesome.
You did awesome, Michelle. Entangled. You and Slacker are entangled. Hope your husband doesn't get mad.
You know what's sad?
What's that?
I am entangled with everybody who listens to our show, and you won't let them in.
I
want you guys to know that we're entangled, and you have no connection to Steve whatsoever. He's mocking our entanglement.
I am not mocking.
You're mocking me right
not,
now.
Maybe I'm just a little
You're mocking me.
I'm not jealous.
I know when I'm mocked. I bet you my wife feels mocked right now.
Oh,
and she's
because
like,
you were that tight entangled.
I don't know if we're entangled or not.
Oh, that's the one person you're not.
Gosh, I hope my wife feels mocked right now. No, she just texted me. She's in a great mood.
Right. Oh, huh.
Man. Savannah.
Yay.
Yay. Entangled.
Entangled.
What happened?
So, when the Dark Knight came out, me and my group of friends, we always went to go see it. I was with my boyfriend at the time. And the whole rest of the group kind of bailed. And I was kind of like, you know what? I don't want to go see this movie tonight because it was, you know, the midnight showing. I was like, I'm tired. I just got off of work. And he's like, no, let's go. So we've magically found tickets at the closest theater we could find. And I just had this bad feeling. So I was like, you know, like, let's not go. And we debated it for like 20 minutes. Finally, he won out. And I was like, okay. And we knew we were going to be late. So we had these tickets that we had pre-bought. And then we hit literally every single red light on the way there. We get to the theater. At this point, they're just like, sit in whatever theater. It might not be the showtime that you were signed up for. Just sit in a theater. And so because we were so late, we ended up sitting in a completely different theater than we were originally supposed to. And I was at the Aurora Theater.
Shut at the theater. Your mouth. You were at that theater. So you were supposed to be sitting in that theater.
Correct.
Dang, lucky and you were all tardy and late.
Such a bad feeling and fought with him for so long about it. Seriously, 20 minutes. We were in a completely different theater that started later and then proceeded to hit every red light and sat in a different theater. And
because you were entangled.
Or just, because you know, bad at bad. Keeping just, okay. just showing up on time.
That's an amazing story. Thank that you, is. Savannah.
That saved your life, actually.
You can't. I'm not going to let you.
You're right.
I'm not going to let you ruin another one of my entanglement stories. Jesse?
Yay.
Entangled.
Okay. So I went to, all day long, I've wanted Chiba Hut, right? And right before I get home, a friend texted me, would you like Chiba Hut? And I was like, oh my gosh, you knew exactly what I wanted all day long. How did you know that?
What the hell's Chiba Hut?
It's like Subway, but better.
Oh, okay. So your friend was at Chiba Hut and thought maybe you would like some. So then she...
No! She was sending Chiba Hut vibes into the universe, man.
Is that the whole cosmic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Guess what food I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, I can tell.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.